Here's the Mona Lisa twins. Mona Lisa Twins and June, their latest effort from their soon-to-be-released brand-new CD. And Tim, their mentor, is with me now, and Tim has asked me to get this special message for the Mona Lisa Twins.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
There we are. Cheryl Cole recorded that specially for you girls, which I think was very, very kind of her.
Thinking that was Tiny Tim.
No, Cheryl Cole it was.
She's getting better.
She's done worse.
She has indeed.
Thank you very much.
So happy birthday, girls. 20.
Yes, no longer teenagers.
No longer teenagers.
Well, I'm saying 20.
I know you said 20. Just for the girls. Just for the girls, we've got a new age, 20. Yeah.
I like it.
Good. Yeah. You've got it.
We got a message saying, say happy birthday, Bill, to the Mona Lisa twins. We enjoy them over Saturday. They're always so happy.
Aww.
They are.
Thank you.
They did the answer.
24 hours a day happiness. Never met anybody like them.
Aww.
Well, they're glad to be alive and they're doing what they love doing.
That's you're right.
What more could they ask?
What it's all about. Exactly.
And they've got a fantastic mentor.
Well,
Tim Quinn.
Do you think?
Be happy.
Yeah, don't stop there. Keep going. Yes.
Yes. We're going to get a chat show for Tim. I'm going to call it. It's him, Tim Quinn.
It's him.
Got a ring to it.
It does have a ring.
It's him, Tim Quinn. Let him in.
I'll keep you to that. Yeah, yeah.
Swim.
But enough about me.
So how's things been this week, girls?
Good, good. We've been busy as well. I don't think there's been a week that we haven't been busy since we arrived here. So that seems to be a pattern. No, but it's good. We've been rehearsing.
It's getting really tight with your band.
Yes. We've been rehearsing lots for the upcoming gigs. And we pushed the song Tune as much as we could.
The one you just heard on the radio. June? That's a new single. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Not for Tune. Some people think it's Tune as in T-U-N-E. So I need to be able to say my own song titles right. So it's June like the month.
I think we can guess that.
Yeah.
June like the month. So our weather's been, our weather this week has been incredible. Rain, then sun, then rain, then sun.
Do you have a name for June? I think when we were in London, they said that they called June the Flaming Month or Flaming June.
And we call a lot of months Flaming Months over here, I'll tell you.
Because I think...
Depending on what happens.
You have all the thunderstorms.
And we call November, December and January Flaming Lecky Bills.
I don't get the joke.
No, you wouldn't do.
It sounds funny.
So when's your next live gigs, girls?
Next week, is it? Oh, no, it's... I don't know. In Southport, the next one is. Go on Facebook and look for it.
And
going
back to the hotel, are you?
Not at the hotel. No, this is slightly different.
It's a rally thingy. The rally.
We should be prepared. Woodvale Festival.
Oh, the Woodvale Festival. Yes. Oh, that's great. There'll be thousands and thousands.
Yes. Yeah. Have you been there before?
Oh, I've been there before. It's over 2 days, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's over two days.
You're on the Saturday.
Yes,
so
Saturday.
Week today, actually. I think.
That's great. Yeah. More outdoor gigs.
Yeah. We're playing in... You mean in general?
All lots of festivals coming up, you know, including John Gorman's over on the Wirral, which will be a good one with Harry Hill and me.
And Willie Russell.
Even I'm doing it.
And Tim Quinn.
I am. I'm doing my comic book talk.
I'm
not
really
to push myself.
To and your
thank
show.
You. Thank
because
you.
Really, we haven't seen it so far.
I'm looking forward to your show.
Yes. I've seen it multiple times already.
I have seen it multiple times and it gets better every time. It does.
Okay. Now, Mona. Oh, sorry, Lisa. Lisa has got her hair in pigtails, is it?
I do, yes.
Hey, very nice.
Thank you.
It's just one.
I try to change it up every now and then.
It's one of them. One of them's not a pigtail, is it?
It's not. That's a plaid.
A plaid,
it?
That's you know, it. It's a plaid.
I think, yeah.
Two of them is pigtails,
well,
isn't it?
Run down the street and ask Herbert for the correct term for this, I think. Yeah.
Herbert will tell us.
He will.
Yeah. And every time Tim walks past Herbert, the window opens and someone shouts, "Get your hair cut!"
I think Herbert loves your hair, didn't he say?
Herbert has actually run his fingers through my hair the first time
that
we met.
Wrong.
Did he leave any rings there at all?
And he suggested I adapted a 50s look rather than the late 60s look that I've been lumbered with since the late 60s. But I kind of like the 60s myself.
If anybody looks at Tim, it's with jealousy in their eyes because you've got a magnificent head of hair.
My God, thank you.
We would die for that hair, us lesser endowed hair-wise fellas.
Tell you what, one thing we've been doing this week, I thought it was time to introduce the girls to a real bit of Scouse history. And they're looking at me, and they always smile, but there's a touch of, in
doubt.
Their eyes, doubt here, yeah. Because I gave them, I wonder if this means anything to you, I gave them both, again, as a celebration of their birthday, sticky lice.
Sticky lice.
Ah, thank you. Good, yeah.
That must be baffling to you, sticky lice.
He gave
you a piece of wood to chew, did he?
He was on the train here this morning, and Mona primed me by saying, "God, I'm starving." Well, she didn't quite say it that way, but in an Austrian way, I'm hungry. And I've got just the thing. And happened to have in my bag, as all of us kids who grew up in the 50s did, some sticky lice left over probably from 1959, which I passed on.
Tasted like it was. Why you would finish it.
It was a picture watching their faces try it.
No,
so,
I don't think it was so bad. I like the idea. I like that you chew on a
root.
I think that's has something.
And it lasts for years.
It does last for years. Yeah.
It lasts for years and your teeth go yellow.
Well, that's what they asked me. They asked me if you ever finish one of these. I can't remember ever finishing one, even during the rationing years.
And sticky lights came in various thicknesses as well. Of course, you could get a really thick one, which would break every tooth in your head. And the thin ones.
I think the trick was to suck.
Do today's kids know? Do today's kids know?
No, what it is, no. If you bring up the word sticky lights, they fear the worst, I think. You know, it's...
When it comes to strands, it's not too bad, is it? When it's down to the strands of the sticky lights.
That's it. Or you remember what
that's
else
where you get
you could
the juice.
You could put it in a bottle, pour boiling water on it, and you had a licorice drink.
Yeah.
You know? And would you actually see people running around with it all the time?
You would.
Don't make you run around. Don't worry about that.
But it was something that you'd see every day? And like groups of kids munching on roots?
Yeah, I don't know what they do these days.
Back in the day when, you know, there had been a war and we were still feeling the effects. Yeah. Everything was rationed, so you couldn't get enough chocolate. So you started eating sticks off trees to pass the time.
Or you could make something to make your face go really ugly and buy two flying saucers.
Ah. Oh, I know those. Are those the really sour ones?
That's it, yeah.
Yes, we have them in Austria.
You have them in Austria?
Yeah. UFOs. We call them UFOs.
UFOs are the same thing, yeah. Flying saucers.
Flying saucers to us.
Because you put it in your mouth and the wafer on the top would melt away and the sherbet would come out of your finger.
Yeah. I think I had one of those at my first communion, if I remember. Yes.
I remember once.
I was very lucky. UFO. I stuck that way.
I was wondering. Yes.
Okay, love the twins, Billy. Pass my regards to the mighty Tim Quinn. Huh? And could you play a song for my neighbour Margaret, who was taking us out of Park Hospital last night from Brian in West Kirby? And Mike in Cheshire said, would the girls play a Queen song for the Queen's birthday?
Oh, my.
Oh, that's a good...
Not without some rehearsal.
When is her birthday coming up?
I think she just missed
today. It's today, isn't it? I think she's parading.
Well, she has a couple of birthdays, doesn't she?
She does. She does. The twins do as well, because there's two of them. So they have their...
Only
their
one
royal...
each, though. The Queen has a couple, doesn't she?
She does.
Okay, girls, what are you going to do?
Should we actually announce it? Or should just... Because we haven't told Tim yet, and we wanted to see his...
Reaction.
Look on his face.
Okay.
Good.
If he gets up and walks out, it was the wrong choice.
Okay, we'll see. We'll judge by his face. Yeah. Okay. All right, go. Okay. One, two, three. Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say. Thank you.
Excellent, girls. Peter and Gordon, eat your hearts out.
Thank you very much. It was requested by Karen Case, I think. So, hello, Karen.
Hello, Karen. Karen Case, all the best to you. We'll take some more requests for girls next week, actually, to catch up on the list. But give us your website again, girls.
It's www.monalisatwins.com. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. And how are your mum and dad settling in?
Oh, they are great. Doing great. And actually, could we, because tomorrow is Father's Day, could you play a request?
Of course, for your dad.
Yes, please. And Michelle by the Beatles.
Michelle by the Beatles. Okay, I'll dig it out and we shall play it.
Great.
In fact, if you just hang on a little second, I can probably get it up now. Ooh. on the thing here. Well, Tim tells us about his talk at the Hoylake Festival of Firsts.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's my talk, which I've been talking a long time, and it's all about my time in comic books, because I was in comic books, grew up reading them. It's how I learned to read.
Didn't we all grow up reading them?
Sparky, Beano, Dandy.
That's how I learned to read.
Is it really? Because it's a great way.
Well,
you know?
When I used to get the Rover, the Hotspur, the Wizard, and the Adventure,
yeah,
they weren't in pictures. They were in words.
Text. Yeah, they were
you
indeed.
Know, they weren't in pictures. No. They were in text, so I had to read the text.
But they would have a wonderful picture with each sort of story.
And then, of course, when you got the Beano, the Dandy, and the film Fun, you had to read the word balloons to find out what was going on.
Yeah, well, it made me want to learn to read by looking at these amazing pictures, because there were some great illustrators around back then.
Yeah.
And it pulled me into the comics. So I'm very thankful for that, because, you know, reading has been a great joy. Mm. So when I ended up in comics for 40 years, working on everything from the Beano and Dandy and Bunty, even. What a blast. And then over in the States with Spider-Man and the X-Men and all those guys. So my talk on John Gorman's Wirral Festival is all about, well, first of all, the history of comics, and then my part in it over the last 40 years. So, I have a screen behind me and show you sort of some of the things we did during that time, some ancient comics, and some things that we didn't do. They're the most interesting, perhaps, the ones that we decided finally, oh, hang on, no, we better hadn't put that out.
Yes, because you have a story about a Beatles comic, won't you?
I have a Beatles comic, and I also have a Spider-Man cover that we decided, oh, we better hadn't put that out, it's a bit too sexy. Sexy Spider-Man. So you got to come and see that. Finally, you'll be the only people who've seen it, because it's top secret. You know, it wasn't allowed to go out.
Okay, from Mona and Lisa to their dad, whose name is...
Rudy.
Rudy and Rudolph. Okay. Okay, for Rudy Rudolph, happy Father's Day.